Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Yes, that's the sound of rock cracking. This is the first update from the Republican National Convention. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and I'm at the Republican National Convention. It will be starting in just a few hours. Delegates are coming in from across the country. I actually came in on Saturday for an event with Reince Priebus, the chairman of the RNC. There's a party for him on Saturday night. I attended with many others, a lot from the Mississippi delegation, the Wisconsin delegation. That got everything kicked off well. And I can tell you, the security is strong here. The presence of security in Cleveland is quite remarkable. You can see people sitting on rooftops. You see security and on bicycles, fully armored with riot gear. You also see those walking, motorcycle police, cars everywhere, dump trucks filled with sand in strategic places. They got steel reinforced protection around hotels and going down streets. They have some trucks going down one by one with and they got stops that can stop trucks. Places. It's quite an array of security right here in Cleveland, Ohio. I can tell you that there's a lot of excited Republicans coming in. And one event they kicked off on Sunday evening at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had Three Dog Night performing and a lot of hits that they had over the years. And that was well received. I said thousands that came out for that event, and security, of course, was tight. But I will tell you that it was a good time to kick off the Republican National Convention. We were at a hotel that was probably about a 5 to 7 minute walk from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But they wanted us to go on buses, so we loaded up on a bus, and it took us almost an hour for the bus to go around. And there was a security person on the bus, part of Homeland Security. He was helping direct with radio, and there was a protest going on. So we moved to through another avenue, and of course the traffic was tight. So we ended up going down the road and met the protesters head on. And when we saw it, it was probably 30 to 40 protesters. They were peaceful with their signs, but they probably outnumbered 400 to 40 of there were police on bicycles, fully armed, with riot gear, with shields. They looked like stormtroopers in black if you watch the Star Wars movies. And they also had police on motorcycles, and then of course 100 or so police on foot. But they let the protesters protest, and they had police on horses that were slowly moving them on off the road and letting them sort of fade on out. And when they did, we went on to the event. So what we're seeing here at Cleveland is a large presence. And at this point, I hadn't seen any kind of violent protest. Of course, signs and people, but really not as many as what I thought we might see. So the Sunday night event went well. Like I said, there were fireworks at the end, and we were ready for the Republican National Convention to kick off Monday afternoon about 1 o'clock. So I'll be there at the Quicken Loan Center at the Q, and I'll be on the floor of the Mississippi delegation. I'll be giving more updates as they come around, so you can hear right here on Rock Splitting Politics. webtalkradio.net. Get your exclusive on-the-floor views from Doc Holliday. We're glad you're listening to us. Tell your friends and neighbors. They can see that. We'll try to get some pictures posted on Facebook. And so check out Rock Split and Politics Facebook page. We'll see what we can get up that way. I did not have time on last week's show, or this week's show that's on, our regular show. We did not know exactly who the vice presidential nominee would be for Donald Trump. But now we know it is Mike Pence, and I am excited about Mike Pence. I can tell you, yesterday I talked with several members of the Indiana delegation, people who know Mike Pence personally, work for Mike Pence, and they are just excited, astounded that Mike Pence has a chance to help work with Donald Trump and turn America around, make America great again. And I can tell you from my perspective, those who know over the years, I've spoken good things about Mike Pence. I believe he's a strong conservative, and this is what I think he brings to the ticket with Donald Trump. He will complement Trump in so many ways. I believe we're already seeing that, and I look forward to the convention as the Trump-Pence ticket starts to resonate in America's minds. I think Americans will realize our next president of the United States is going to be Donald Trump. They'll be reassured by Mike Pence on the ticket. I really believe that this is something that America is waiting for, to make sure they can be reassured, because I just think they're turned off by Hillary Clinton. Now, I will tell you this. There's a worship service that the RNC helped put together. I don't know the RNC particularly put it together, but some members wanted to have that. And we had a very good worship service with, of course, people from different denominations. And there was a rabbi, Pastor Jonathan Kahn spoke, and he's been on this program, Rock Split in Politics, several times. And he talked to me. I got to speak to him, and he appreciated the chance to be on our show in the past. And he did a wonderful prayer at the end, praying in Hebrew and then in English, praying the scriptures, praying for America. Pastor Jim Garlow was always also there, and then from Columbus, Ohio, Pastor Mathis, African American, really. Well, I'll tell you what he talked about that really was exciting to me. He brought out the word from Luke, telling a story. Where we pray with the verse that I always know, because it's one of the shortest verses in the Bible, is pray without ceasing. But Pastor Mathis was telling us about how a friend of his, John Amos in Columbus, has started full-time 24-hour worship and in praise. They're out there in Columbus, Ohio, to bring Christians together, to bring those who want to pray for the city, pray for healing. And his friend, Pastor John Amos, I got to speak to him and talk about how important prayer is. And like what Pastor Mathis brought out was, when you pray without ceasing, when you have prayer in your life, you are looking from the inside out, and your faith is keeping you strong. But if you are not praying, then the outside is affecting what you do. You're reacting. But when you've got prayer in your heart and you're praying, you're proactive of what's going to happen to you for today. So that's some of the meat we got from the worship service that kicked off on Sunday morning at the RNC. They had actually a staff member on RNC, that the Republican National Convention, who works with the religious community. So that's a new position, and that it was good to see that. And we heard about prayer, not only prayer, but worship services going on in the basement of the Capitol, the United States Capitol, something that you may not be aware of. They were talking about there's good news going on, and there is a worship service that goes on for the staff and workers there in the Capitol on Sundays and during the week. So that's some good news for the faith community out there, to realize there's something new and exciting going on in the United States Capitol. We're glad to hear about that, and I hope it continues. I hope that it helps change lives of individuals and the direction of this country. So good news that we heard about. And I'll tell you one thing that I saw Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee. He played bass in the worship band for a Sunday morning service, and he had just a quick comment. He said that he enjoyed being in Cleveland. He said he came to Cleveland with a speech ready to go, but he had to tear it up. He said it began with, I accept your nomination. He laughed and said, I didn't get to give that speech. I had to tear that one up. But he did go on. And one thing that he said, not in at the worship service, just before the worship service, I saw him with two or three other individuals, and he said, when somebody asked him about getting behind Trump, and he said, really and truly, if you know Hillary like I know Hillary, and of course you remember Governor Huckabee is from Arkansas. He's from Hope, Arkansas, where Bill Clinton also grew up. But he said, if you know Hillary like I know Hillary, it's not a hard choice. It's a very simple choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And Americans, I believe, after what happened with the FBI saying she's above the law, you know, and knowing that Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch just two or three days before, the FBI decided not to indict, not to bring anything up on Hillary Clinton. You know, it stinks to high heaven. And I just have to tell you, you know, I believe just like Governor Huckabee said, it's not a hard decision. It's between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And I think America's going to be reassured this week. We're going to get behind Trump-Pence ticket. And for those who say, oh, I'm just not going to vote, well, like Governor Huckabee said, you're giving your vote to Hillary Clinton. If you like it or not, it's going to her if you don't vote. So those are some things that we picked up on. I'm interested in what's going to go on as the convention kicks off, and I'll give you updates as soon as I can. So thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and I'll give you updates every day if I can. So this is a first of hopefully several. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Pray for America. Pray for the Republican National Convention. And we got a ticket now. Trump Pence. More later.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.